publication on Thursdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, who has taken away the shadowy night by His power and brought the sight-giving day through His mercy. He has clothed me in its brightness and given me its favor. O Allah, just as Thou hast spared me for this day, so also spare me for its likes. Bless the Prophet Muhammad and his household, and torment me not in it and in other nights and days by allowing me to commit unlawful acts and to clothe myself in sins. Provide me with its good, the good of all within it, and the good of everything after it, and turn away from me its evil, the evil of all within it, and the evil of everything after it. O Allah, by the protective compact of Islam, I seek mediation with Thee, and by the inviolability of the Quran, I rely upon Thee. By Muhammad, the Chosen, Allah bless him and his household, I seek intercession with Thee. So recognize my protective compact, by which I hope my need will be granted. O most merciful of the merciful, O Allah, decree for me on Thursday five things, which none embraces but Thy generosity, and none supports but Thy favors. Health through which I may have the strength to obey Thee. Worship by which I may deserve Thy plentiful reward. Plenty in my state through lawful provision. And that Thou makest me secure in the places of fear through Thy security. And placest me in Thy fortress against the striking of worries and sorrows. Bless Muhammad and his household. And make my seeking his mediation as an intercessor give profit on the day of resurrection. Surely, Thou art the most merciful of the merciful.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Almighty. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamun Alaikum. So welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. We're going to speak about hope for Allah. Be with us.
From you, yet to me you were always so close. I wandered lost in the dark. I closed my eyes to all the signs you put in my way. I walked every day further and further away from you. Ooh, Allah, you brought me home. I thank you. With every breath I take.
Today, Wednesday, is the 21st of Rajab, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar. corresponding to the 4th of Bahman, 1400 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 23rd of February, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. As all Muslims all around the world, we start with the Holy Quran. For today, chapter Al-Baqarah, verse 214.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم أم حسبتم أن تدخلوا الجنة ولما يأتكم مثل الذين خلوا من قبلكم مستهم البأساء والضراء وزلزلوا حتى يقول الرسول والذين آمنوا معه متى نصر الله ألا إن نصر الله قريب.
Or do you think that you will enter paradise while such trial has not yet come to you as came to those who passed on before you? They were touched by poverty and hardship and were shaken until even their messenger and those who believed with him said, "When is the help of Allah?" Unquestionably, the help of Allah is near.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Some of the commentators say that this verse was revealed on the occasion of the Battle of Ahzab, or the Confederate, when the Muslims got impatient and terribly terrified in the battle. So they, being surrounded by the enemy, began asking about the help of Allah the Almighty. It is also reported that when Muslims were defeated in the Battle of Uhud, a pagan reproaching them inquired, "Until when those Muslims were going to give themselves in death?" And he added that if Muhammad was really the messenger of Allah, then he would not let his companions be captured or killed. At that moment, the verse was revealed.
Allahu, 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 Allah, Allahu, 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 Allah, Allah.
For Allah. Hoping for the reward of Allah is one of the most supreme and honorable ranks of one who pursues the right path. Allah the Almighty praises those who do that. In a hadith Qudsi, Allah says, "O son of Adam, if you supplicate to me, expecting my forgiveness, I will forgive you however great or many your sins be made." When a person has hope, it means that he or she is bound and attached to these names of his or her Lord. The benevolent, the beneficent. The more one knows Allah the Almighty, his names, attributes, and the dominance of his mercy over his wrath, the more his or her hope increases in him. Had it not been for hope, the servitude of heart and organs to Allah would have ceased. The monasteries, churches, synagogues, and mosques where the name of Allah is frequently mentioned would have been demolished. If not for the spirit of hope, our limbs would not have performed acts of obedience. Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bihi nasta'in. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with having hope in God, in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we find that, worldly life, mostly associated with worries, problems, troubles, or other unfavorable consequences. This is something quite natural because, I mean, all these hardships and problems and concerns and worries are for the sake of educating people. People are going to be trained and receive moral perfection in this way. So you know that those people who understand that this transitory world, I mean, this worldly life, which is quite transitory, is going to be followed by a longer and eternal life. And here is the world of testing and the world of putting everybody, I mean, under trial. Everybody would make oneself, everybody would make oneself ready for receiving these examinations and consequences to be followed by greater rewards or sometimes punishment to be followed in the world hereafter. Because of this, we find that, I mean, everybody is expected to have ultimate hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in God. Please note carefully that the eternal and boundless power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His really boundness and immense knowledge regarding everything and everybody cannot be escaped. All of us are surrounded by many powers that they direct us. And they also, give us some encouragement, and sometimes they give us some warnings. Now we find that, such was in the case with regard to the divine prophets.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio. Today's special.
Hope and success. We can preserve our mental stability by using correct methods, strong belief, and relying on Allah at sensitive stages of individual and social problems. Be satisfied and appreciative of what you have, such a wealth, vocation, spouse, and children. Think about their values and righteousness. Never compare your life with the well-to-do life of another, but compare it with persons who are less fortunate than yourself, because the latter will make you reassured, content, and satisfied with your blessings granted by Allah. Salman al-Farsi, the great follower of the Messenger of Allah, may Allah keep his soul in peace, says, "The Prophet devised me to consider 7 points in any case. The first one is to look at the people who lead a life lower than mine and not to the people who are higher than me. The other is to love the oppressed and accompany them."
Of all power, my need in my darkest hour, my Lord.
Dear brothers and sisters, on the continuation of today's special from IRIB English Radio, we'll look at one of the tips for remaining hope, and that is acceptance. Yes, without accepting your life as it is, you remain focused on what was, which keeps you in the past and unable to move forward. While acceptance is not about being happy with your situation, it is about acknowledging that things have changed and then renavigating your life from there. It is important to realize that a lot of energy can be wasted trying to change the unchangeable. In a dua and supplication, we read, "Allah, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change." the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Part of moving forward is accepting and taking stock of what you still have, and being grateful for those things, and then using them to your greatest potential.
Hope can be used by the shaitan against us to destroy our faith, to destroy our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And another hadith, he states, ثَمَرَةُ الْأَمَلِ فَسَادُ الْعَمَلِ. He says, those hopeful in the relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ruin what they have to offer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm hopeful Allah is always going to forgive all my sins. I am hopeful that next year I will wear the hijab. Next year I will go to Hajj. Next year I will repent. Next year I'm going to change my life. Next week I'm going to, for example, go to the masjid and repent and change my bad habits. When we have such a hope in us, false hope, then it ruins the product that we ought to take to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even if we're given the chance, and next week, next year, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years from now, we live and we repent, and we die and we end up in paradise. This is the best, most hopeful scenario. There Allah says, Ya Rasulullah, tell the people, وَأَنذِرْهُمْ يَوْمَ الْحَسْرَةِ. Warn them of the day where they will all be regretful. The ones going to punishment will be regretful. Even the ones in heaven will be regretful. Why? He says, why was I in the obedience, in the state of obedience for 5 years in my life, 10 years of my life, 20 years of my life? When he looks at the position and the mercy and the reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he'll say, I wish I spent every moment of my life with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seeking the pleasure and the satisfaction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, brothers, sisters, let us not live dreams of being hopeful that we're going to live forever. We're always going to be given a chance. Let us make sure we take the right measures.
On this episode of today's special, we spoke about hope for Allah, and generally our topic was about hope. Inshallah, we'll continue this interesting topic. Till then, fi amanah.
From the wind to the trees, to the buzzing of the bees, Ya Rabbi al-Alamin, your creation is a dream. From the stars to the moon, your dominion is so vast, yet your beauty isn't seen. Ya Rabbi, please accept my prayer. Ya Rabbi al-Alamin, Ya Rahmanu Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi al-Alamin, Ya Rahmanu Ya Rahim. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, عليه صلاة الله عليه بركة الله لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله عليه صلاة الله
Food for thought.
Hello everyone, and we now present you words of wisdom from the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him. Faith stands on four supports. They are dependence upon God, entrustment with God, submission to the decision of God, and satisfaction with the acts of God. Disbelief stands on four supports. They are the desire for worldly pleasures, fear from missing any worldly pleasure, anger, and passion.
Join us in this journey. IRIB English Radio. Log on to our website www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a beautiful and noble tradition which has been narrated from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam regarding hidden polytheism, ashirkul khafi. This is one of those concepts which has been reflected in many places in the Holy Quran. One of those places is the following verse of the Holy Quran in which Allah says, "And most of them do not believe in Allah without ascribing partners to Him." So in this verse, Allah says that everybody, or most people, right, even the believers, they don't believe in Allah, they don't worship Him, except without a taint of polytheism to their belief or to their worship. So in the same, echoing the same theme, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says the following in this beautiful tradition. Imam Sadiq, when interpreting the Quranic verse, the same Quranic verse that we talked about, "And most of them do not believe in Allah without ascribing partners to Him," said the following. This is in reference to man's statement, "Were it not for X, I would surely have perished." So here the Imam is mentioning a very tangible example of this hidden polytheism. When somebody who says, "Were it not for so-and-so, I would have perished," or "Were it not for X, I would have indeed been afflicted with some calamity or some problem. Or, "Were it not for X, my family would have been at loss. Were it not for X, my family would be at a loss. If this guy didn't give me a job, right, I wouldn't have a job. What would my family do? He has performed such a great service and favor to me." This is one of those instances of ashirkul khafi, or hidden polytheism. "Do you not see," the Imam says, "that he has associated a partner to Allah in his kingdom by giving him sustenance and repelling misfortune from him?" Meaning this person has ascribed the act of giving sustenance and risk to this person, not Allah, not God. And he has said that such and such a person has dispelled and prevented a certain misfortune from occurring from him. These are prerogatives and acts of God Almighty. We are of the belief as Muslims that the giving of sustenance and the preventing of misfortune are acts of God, not acts of people, right? So by ascribing these acts to people, this person is committing a hidden form of polytheism. We say hidden because he hasn't openly said that I believe in two partners for God. I believe in a partner for God. But he's saying something which necessitates such a belief. In continuation, the Imam says, he was subsequently asked, what if one were to say, were it not for Allah granting me X's help, I would have perished. So somebody was in the presence of the Imam when the Imam made this statement. So he asked, if I were to say the following, would it be shirk? Would it be hidden polytheism? If I say that Allah granted me this person's help, and therefore I was saved. The Imam replied, there is nothing wrong with saying things like this. Right, so by making a certain alteration in our statement, we can avoid this hidden polytheism. Instead of saying, this person did this for me, we can say, Allah saved me by means of that person. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at hidden polytheism in the words of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
قد عودتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وأجل فرجهم.
Okay, so respected brothers and sisters, welcome to the Let's Read and Recite the Quran Kareem with the students of Sevier International School. And these sessions, as you know, okay. Yeah, these sessions, as you know, these sessions are held by IRIB English Radio and also in cooperation with Sevier International School Networks and especially the students of Sevier International School. So let's recite a salawat and start our class. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil faraj. So let's practice Suratul Abbas. It's okay. Abbas wa tawalla, okay? A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Okay, participate everyone. Abasa wa tawalla.
Abasa wa tawalla.
An ja'ahu al-a'ma.
An ja'ahu al-a'ma.
Page 585. So, أن جاءه الأعمى.
أن جاءه الأعمى.
Okay, so we have
أن.
همزة أن. Is it همزة الوصل or قطع؟
قطع.
هذا أن. It has حركات, right? وما يدريك لعله يزكى.
وما يدريك لعله يزكى.
يزكى.
Okay.
لعله
لعله يزكى.
لعله يزكى.
لعله يزكى.
So next one. أو يذكر
أو يذكر
فتنفعه الذكرى
فتنفعه الذكرى.
So we have أو. Is it همزة الوصل أو القطع؟
There. أو قطر.
قتل حمزة القتل. أوكي يذكر فتنفعه الذكرى ألف لام
أنا وصل.
أوكي now tell me الذكرى is it ظل is it شمسي أو قمري؟
الذكرى شمس.
Moon letter or sun letter?
Sun.
فَتَنْفَعُهُ الذِّكْرَى. Okay, now come to this. Come to the next ayah. This is very important. أَمَّا مَنِ اسْتَغْنَى.
The first one is Hamzatul Qat and the second one is Hamzatul
Wasl. So, great. Now this is an important thing.
Yes.
Remember that if we have Hamzatul Qata', the harakat is clear. Either it is Fatha, Kasra, or Dhamma.
Yes.
Or sometimes it is Sukun.
Yes.
But when it is Hamzatul Wasl, this is important to guess what harakat should we add or put on the top of it, bottom of it, okay? Or bottom of it. Either Fatha, Kasra, Dhamma. This is important. So now, for example, wait. Amma man. So if I start the word Hamzatul Wasl there, then Sin, Tha, Ghain, Noon, Alif, Maqsura. Okay, how should I read this one?
I don't understand you.
Wait, I mean, how should I read this word? After man, there's one
sukun.
Word.
It's Saken.
Should I read Astaghna, Istaghna, Ustaghna?
Sorry, it's Saken.
Istaghna.
If I want to read this word.
Can I say Saken and Alif?
Can I say Saken, yes.
It's Istaghna because here you said that if with Alif Lam we should do Al.
But we don't have Alif Lam.
Yeah, then we should do Istaghna.
Why Kasra?
Allah knows.
Allah knows why Kasra, yeah?
Istaghna. Because there's no doubt.
So have this one, okay?
Allah.
Okay, wait. Have this one. Let's go to the next ayahs. I will come and tell you, okay, why. So, next ayah.
Because Alif Lam is here.
We don't have Alif Lam, mister.
What?
We don't have Alif Lam here.
No, because if we have Alif Lam, we should
if
do
If we
al.
Have, we don't have.
Then sir! It's ill. No, istaghna.
But we don't
it's
have Alif Lam.
Is
No. It does not mean when you have Alif Lam, you have Fatha. When you don't have Alif Lam, you have Sukun.
So can I say why? Because before it, we have Noon and Noon have.
Because Sin is.
No, Noon does not
because
have.
Because Sin is Ghama and Moon letter.
No.
Fatha.
Because Allah knows.
No.
Yeah, Allah knows. Only Allah knows.
Okay, remember, okay? This word is a verb. Verb.
Verb.
I told you about nouns and
verbs.
No. About nouns and articles. Yeah. In articles, alif lam, we put fatha. In nouns, we put kasra. But this one is verb. We put a kasra. But why a kasra? We choose, okay? This is verb. In verbs, we have three, remember. We have three options.
Yes.
Three things to remember. Mahdi, remember this? This is important, okay?
Yeah, you remember.
So, the harakat of, we are talking about the harakat of Hamzatul Wasl and verbs. Yes. This is verb, okay? This is verb.
How can I understand that it's a verb?
Oh, this is a little difficult, okay? Because you need to understand, you need to learn some, for example, morphology and syntax, sarf nahw, okay? So, no problem. If, remember, okay? Remember, if it is not with alif lam, okay? With alif lam. One of these options you do, okay? One of these three options. Either you put a kasra, dhamma, or fatha. But when kasra, when fatha, or when dhamma, remember, if we have alif, wasl, hamzatul wasl, then we have one letter, which is sakin. Mm-hmm. Okay, after hamzatul wasl, the other letter is sakin.
Mm-hmm.
For example, istaghna, next one, ibn, ikhtilaf, ithnain. Look, the second letters are sakin, yes? Mahdi, yes? Feeling sleepy today.
Sir, I woke up at 8 o'clock.
Oh, no problem.
I-9.
Okay, so remember, Hamzatul Wasl plus a Sakin letter plus the third letter is important. The third letter tells you, should you put a Fatha
or kasra or dhamma, or use a fatha or kasra or dhamma with alif or hamza al wasl.
But this
which letter? The third letter.
Yeah, the third letter here says.
Let's recite the Quran.
اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق.
Now go to this word. أما من استغنى حمزة الوصل سين. The third letter is
تا.
What is the حركة of تا?
Is فتح.
So we have to use
فتح.
So we should say استغنى.
Yeah.
استغنى, right?
Yes. Correct.
Yes.
But that's wrong. But that's wrong.
Istaghna.
That's wrong.
Istaghna.
Oh, remember.
So it's verb.
Okay, first recite a salawat, then I will tell you.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahum.
Wa ali Muhammad
wa ajil farajahum. Once more time, correctly. Recite correct salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahum. Okay. So. Remember, if Muhammadiyah Hiya, Mahdi, Hadi, Minhal Hussein, everyone who is listening to us.
Four people are
remember listening. That if the third letter, we have Hamzatul Wasal, a second letter after it, then the third letter. If the third letter has a Dhamma, you use a Dhamma with Hamzatul Wasal. You say, oh.
Ustagun.
For example, Uqtul. Udkhulu.
Uqtul.
Okay? Udkhulu. Unsur.
Unsur.
So remember, al-dhamma. If the third letter has a dhamma, you use al-dhamma with Hamzatul Wasl. But
untu.
If the third letter has a fatha or kasra, these two are together. Fatha or kasra. You use a kasra with the Hamzatul Wasl. So kasra and fatha are together. With fatha and kasra, we use fatha and kasra, but with dhamma, we use dhamma.
So I have a question.
So, now, come to this word. Alif, hamzatul wasal. Then sin, saqin. The third letter has a? Fatha. Fatha. So if it has a fatha, what do you use
Istaghna.
With kasra?
Istaghna.
Sir, I have a question. In okay. reading,
he was correct, but he doesn't know the meaning.
Yeah. Now, no, in Surah Al-Hamd, you say, مالك يوم الدين
إياك
نعبد وإياك نستعين. Next one.
إهدنا الصراط.
مالك إيه. مالك دي. What you know what مالك means?
Look. مالك. Listen. إه دي.
إه.
So Hamza. دي. Next one.
ساكن.
ساكن. The third letter is دال. Does it have فتحة أو كسرة؟
إه دي.
إه دي.
It has دي.
كسرة.
كسرة. So if you say it is كسرة, if you see it's كسرة, so you have to use kasra with Hamza.
Sir, if eh, we want
do not
to...
say, do not say ahdinas. Do not say uhdinas. Say ihdinas. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'inu. Nuhdina surat al-mustaqim. But when you read it, when you start from the word, you have to put a kasra. Why a kasra? Because the third letter has
something.
Kasra. Why istaghna? Why do you say istaghna with kasra? Because the third letter has fatha.
Yes.
So if fatha or kasra comes there with the third letter, you have to use kasra.
And dhamma is comes, special.
Oh, dhamma, Mr. Dhamma is special. Okay? So let's read some words, okay? Let's read some words with fatha,
sir,
kasra.
Somebody's sleeping here.
Yeah. Him. Why is someone sleeping here?
Go.
Sir, I have a question. It is hard. Man, we should see the third letter and then we should read this.
No, if you connect. Shh. Listen, if you connect, okay, he has a question here. So remember, if you connect the letters or the two words, okay, man, istaghna, if you connect together, you skip that hamza.
Yeah.
Alif, hamza tulwas, you skip. Quickly, you join the previous letter, okay, the previous letter and the previous word with that scene.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Man istaghna. It's easy. Yes.
Man istaghna.
You do not say man istaghna. No.
Man istaghna. We can't.
Hamzatul wasl. You forgot. Hamzatul wasl tells you that you can connect it. You can skip it.
Yeah. Leave me.
Wasl me.
You just go. Leave me.
Okay.
Me here.
Let's read the next words.
Leave her.
Okay. Let's go and read the next ayahs.
فَأَنْتَ لَهُ تَصَدَّى
فأنت له تصدى فصدك.
أوكي. فأنت همزة القتل. يس. همزة القتل.
قتل.
أوكي. Next آية. وما عليك ألا يزكى.
وما عليك ألا يزكى.
Why do you say يزكى؟ يزكى.
يزكى.
ألا there is همزة
القاتل.
قاتل. Don't say همزة القاتل. You will remember. I mean you will. Your memory will save قاتل. Okay. Not قطع.
قطع.
So thank you so much. God bless you. Inshallah we'll continue. The other differences of some Hamzatul Qatil, okay?
Qatil.
Even I have, so my memory has saved Hamzatul Qatil, okay?
Qatil.
Minhal Hussain, what did you do with us?
Qatil.
So, thank you so much. We'll be back, inshallah, after reciting a salawat. But before...
Allahumma salli ala
Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.
We thanks IRB and CBO.
Always happy to do that. No, listen up. First, we have to give thanks to Allah Almighty, first and foremost.
Yes.
Alhamdulillah. Then, thanks to IRIB English Radio.
Allahumma
salli ala
Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa
jil faraj.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.
Ocean of Dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned.
وحبسني عن نفعي بعد آمالي وخدعتني الدنيا بغرورها ونفسي ومطالي يا سيدي فأسألك بعزتك ألا يحجب عنك دعائي سوء عملي وفعالي.
Brothers and sisters, in this part of the Kumail supplication, Imam Ali alayhi salam says, وخدعتني الدنيا بغرورها, and the world with its delusions has deceived me. وَنَفْسِي بِخِيَانَتِهَا وَمِطَالِي, and my soul with its offenses and my dilly-dallying have deceived me. Regarding this part, we discussed the concept of soul
its reality from different aspects. We also had a look at the consequences of letting the reign of soul into the hands of our desires throughout the words of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam and the verses of the Holy Quran. Now, the ending part, it says, وَمِطَالِي and my dilly-dallying. This means, if we have a look at our own lifestyles, we find out that we have dilly-dallied for years. We have done nothing for asking repentance. It means we have done nothing in order to reform our souls. We haven't attained the provisions necessary for hereafter. We haven't brought enough good deeds. We haven't avoided sins. We have been seeking wisdom and insight, but not enough. This means the satisfaction with today and tomorrow has deceived us. This has prevented us from seeking the truth. O Allah, we ask you for a strong will and power to fulfill our promises so that we may be released for this idleness of ours. Because we are really weak, and this weakness would eventually harm us, deprive us from the mercy of the Almighty Allah, from His forgiveness, and this weakness will place us among the disobedient servants. So, when Imam Ali alayhi salam says, my dilly-dallying, wa mitali, this means, I have also been deceived by my dilly-dallying, by this mital. This means I have not been firm in choosing the different sides. I have not been firm in choosing the side of the truth. And I haven't been firm in choosing the best procedures, in choosing the best lifestyles that you as our Lord have recommended us.
Oh Allah, my trials and sufferings have increased and my evilness has worsened. My good deeds have diminished and my misdeeds have become firm. And remote hopes restrain me from profiting with good deeds. And the world has deceived me with its allurements. And my own self has been affected by treachery and my delay. Therefore, my Lord, I ask you by your greatness not to let my sins and my misdeeds veil my supplications from you, and not to disgrace me by exposing those of which you have knowledge, nor to hasten my retribution for those vices and misdeeds committed by me in secret, which were due to evil-mindedness, ignorance, excessive lustfulness, and my negligence.
Thank you, Allah,
God, that we're here,
feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
Throughout the words of the Ahlul Bayt and the Infallibles, alayhimus salam, we have many examples of how truly a complete servant must live in this world. They have shown us the true lifestyles of the obedient servants, the true meaning of servitude, which is supplication, which is reliance on the Almighty Allah, has also been referred to. And in this part, Imam Ali alayhi salam continues, Ya Sayyidi, فَأَسْأَلُكَ بِعِزَّتِكَ أَنْ لَا يَحْجُبَ عَنْكَ دُعَائِي سُوءُ عَمَلِي وَفِعَالِي. In this part, Imam Ali alayhi salam talks about one of the most important matters in our supplication. He says, O my Lord, I ask you by your might not to let my evil deeds and my evil acts veil my supplication from you. Brothers and sisters,
Now that Imam Ali alayhi salam talks about supplication in this Kumail supplication itself, فَأَسْأَلُكَ بِعِزَّتِكَ أَنْ لَا يَحْجُبَ عَنْكَ دُعَائِي سُوءُ عَمَلِي وَفِعَالِي, he's saying that some of the evil deeds, some of our evil acts are veiling our supplications from the Almighty Allah. But the question is, what is the use and benefits of acceptance of our prayers by the Almighty Allah? In this regard, we have to consider two important benefits, one greater than the other. The minor benefit of supplication, of course, is the very fulfillment of the request. It's the fulfillment of the petition made by the supplicant to the Almighty Allah, be it regarding this world or hereafter or both. But the greater benefit is the response itself from the Almighty Allah. It's the ijabah, because every response involves a turning from the Almighty Allah towards His servant. Every prayer entails a turning of the servant toward the Almighty Allah. Brothers and sisters, we will, God willing, talk about this important phrase of supplication kumail and the concept of supplication more in the episodes to come. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Is there any other way to get familiar with Islam besides mainstream media? Try IRIB English Radio. Log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Stand here so unafraid of everything around me. Proudly I would say I am a Muslim. If you ask her, why does she dress that way, all covered up in a world that gives it all away, proudly she would say I am a Muslim.
Islamic laws.
If you ask him, why does he still pray 5 times a day when so many others have strayed, smiling he would say, I am a Muslim. Din al-Islam, din al-Azam, ghayru din Muhammad illi hadini.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of God. Welcome to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Javad, hosting this program. And sitting in the studio along with me, Sheikh Javid, well, the dear guest speaker in this program, Islamic Laws. Welcome to the program, Sheikh Javid.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
The pleasure is ours. Stay tuned. We'll be back. We are going to be talking about the prayer rules according to the laws issued by Ayatollah Khamenei. But before that, let's take a listen to a short biography.
A little bit of background about Ayatollah Khamenei. He was born in 1939. When he began his Hawza studies, it took him 5.5 years to finish the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh. The standard time for studying the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh for an Iranian student that is not raised with the Arabic language is about 10 years. At the age of 18, he starts attending Bahthul Kharij. Bahthul Kharij, he starts it in Mashhad under Sayyid Hadi Milani. For 7 years straight, he was in Qom studying under Ayatollah Burujerdi, Imam Khomeini, the son of Ayatollah Ha'ari, who set up the Hawza in Qom, Sheikh Murtaza Ha'ari, which was one of the top figures in Qom.